Blog Talk Radio. Azerbaijan, being a Christian and a bold witness for Christ can be costly. Forum 18 News reported that on October 31st, police raided a Christian festival and detained four believers in the town of Kusar, Azerbaijan.
80 members of a Baptist church were gathered in a believer's home for a celebration thanking God for the harvest. When police arrived, they turned off the gas and electricity in order to prevent the believers from preparing their meal. Police also photographed and videotaped the service and recorded the names of those present. Despite the government crackdown, believers in Azerbaijan remain faithful to Christ.
To learn how you can pray for and help persecuted Christians, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter. Call 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Support persecuted believers by calling 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
God is blessing our global work in some extraordinary ways. We're seeing a staggering amount of individuals entering into the third heaven, thereby meeting and being healed by Jesus Christ during our missions. Of course, we're seeing many repenting of their sins, finding salvation in Jesus Christ. People being miraculously healed and delivered from evil spirits. God is truly blessing our work in extraordinary, extraordinary ways. And we are grateful to Him. Recently, in a meeting in a seminar city, we ministered to a young teenager. Her name, Monica. Not only was she wonderfully set free from demonic attacks, but she also was caught up supernaturally. She was transported into the third heaven and met the risen Savior. Young Monica, again, was not only freed from evil spirits, which is a beautiful miracle, but she also went to the third heaven and encountered the Savior. In the seminar, obviously, I taught from the Word, led in Holy Communion, and then ministered to those in the meeting hall. One of those I reached out to was Monica. Before we even ministered deliverance to her, I had the incredible honor to lead her to salvation in Jesus Christ. She was beautifully saved by God. Soon thereafter, feeling threatened spirits of death, fear, witchcraft, ghost, and torment surfaced. They revealed how they entered. She played with the Ouija board when she was young, the spirits confessed to me. That allowed us to come in and bring fear into her life. As I've mentioned in these podcasts, in previous podcast presentations, the Ouija board is yet another means the enemy utilizes to invade, as it is a divinatory device linked closely to the realm of the occult. Think of the millions of young people who have been invaded by evil spirits as a result of dabbling with this so-called game. And this is exactly what happened to Monica. Thankfully, we were able to be there to intervene while praying with her. It was also revealed that she had been experiencing some strange poltergeist activity and strange supernaturalism in her bedroom and in her home. It was directly linked with her involvement with the Ouija board. The demonic spirits even admitted as such. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we commanded all the demons oppressing this young teenager into the abyss, all the evil spirits into the abyss, and we were able to reach her hurting heart. Some little heart parts surfaced, and they were swiftly guided to the third heaven. While in the heavenly realms, she was able to meet God in the flesh. It's an awe-inspiring event when we are witnessing individuals on six continents of the world being caught up into the third heaven. Well, begs the question, if there's a third heaven, what about the first and second heaven? I want to get to that here in a moment. But young Monica, in the seminar, was beautifully healed. She was delivered. For Monica, as she entered this beautiful, glorious heavenly realm reality, she was able to experience the curing powers of Jesus Christ and the loving presence of God, thereby expelling all the fear that she had been afflicted with for years. After visiting God's heaven, the third heaven that is, she didn't want to come back to earth. She was beaming with joy, peace, inner strength. God truly set this young lady free. I love it. Right? This global mission is reaching the upcoming generations with the love and power of the gospel. And we're seeing some of the most astounding miracles known in Christian history. As we conduct our missions throughout the world, people are being caught up into the third heavens. So again, it begs the question. There's a third heaven. What about the second and first heaven? And where is some scriptural foundation or basis to these realities? Well, that's exactly what I want to discuss today on Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few minutes or so exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance. God has truly blessed this mission with the extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms where thousands are encountering the risen Savior and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have perhaps created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of his powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real, my friends. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com. Are you needing spiritual intervention and immediate assistance in removing demons from your life and healing for your broken heart? We are available to travel to your location and meet you to pray, to minister to you and your family. We have some exciting upcoming personal ministry sessions in various cities throughout the United States. Of course, we're always available to travel domestically and internationally, but these are limited sessions. They're only limited sessions available. So please contact us today to schedule at 877-483-5519. Schedule a personal, confidential, loving ministry session with us today at 877-483-5519 or simply email us at j@jbartlandmissions.com. That's J-A-Y, at jbartlandmissions.com. Welcome back to Deliverance. We're discussing the reality of the third heaven, and obviously as we discuss the third heaven and people going to the third heaven, being supernaturally transported into our third heaven, it begs the question, what about the second and first heaven? Are there three heavens? Yes, there are three heavens. And if you turn with me to 2 Corinthians, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And you could follow with me. And you can hear about somebody who actually went into the third heaven. Now, this is the Apostle Paul that I'm going to read about his experience. In 2 Corinthians 12, he speaks about an experience that he had 14 years earlier. Now, he makes it very clear in verse 2 in chapter 2 Corinthians 12, 2. He doesn't know if it was in the body, I do not know, he says, or out of the body, I do not know, but God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. Caught up to the third heaven. Verse 4, he was caught up into paradise. So this third heaven equates into paradise. And then he heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. So we see here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul, he had a third heaven experience where he was caught up into paradise, into the presence of God. And we are seeing this in nearly every single meeting, seminar, personal session, and mission that we conduct throughout the world. People are entering into the third heaven and experiencing the most stunning wonder, supernatural wonders. It's awe-inspiring. It's thrilling. It's encouraging. It's strengthening, edifying. And of course, it provokes many others wanting to have an experience. Does not the Word of God tell us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5, that we are to taste of the powers of the Word, of the Holy Scriptures, but also of the powers of the age to come? God desires to take His children into His heavenly home to have intimacy, deeper intimacy. And this is what the third heaven experience is all about. Entering into a level of deeper intimacy with the Holy Trinity. So it begs the question, what about these three heavens? Well, we see in Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, David writes, "The heavens declare the glory of God." So we see that in Psalm 19, verse 1, it speaks about His handiwork. The first heaven is referring to the present atmosphere, the sun, the stars, the moon, the clouds. That's the first heaven. Well, you may be wondering, what about the second heaven? Well, we get a little glimpse of the second heaven in Daniel chapter 10. In Daniel chapter 10. Now, Daniel, a mighty man of God, offered a prayer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In response to that prayer, God sent an holy angel to give him an answer. But we see in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, when the angel was dispatched from the third heaven to get to the first heaven where Daniel was present. In the second heaven, there was warfare. We see this in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I've come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia." This is an angel revealing this information, how he was literally opposed and hindered for 21 days, 3 weeks. And Michael, one of the archangels, had to come in and intervene to help the angel, the one who had been left alone for a period of time. So we see that the first heaven is the present atmosphere. The second heaven is where the angelic warfare takes place. The warfare that takes place in the second heaven, in the heavenly realms. In Revelation chapter 12. Turn to Revelation chapter 12. We see in verse 7 that war broke out in heaven. So in the second heavens, now, we know there's three heavens, so that implies there's a second and a first heaven, because Paul speaks about entering the third heaven in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Well, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And we overcame Satan, the devil. Verse 11 clearly tells us and teaches, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. So we see that angelic warfare takes place in the second heaven. That's where all the angelic activity, most of the angelic activity takes place. We see that the first heaven is the present atmosphere. It's the stars. It's the sun. It's the moon. It's where we are primarily stationed at. These are the three heavens. Now, in the next opportunity I have to present this podcast, Deliverance with Jay Bartlett, with you, I'd like to delve into about what God has spoken so clearly to me about. For he has spoken to me about this whole subject of heavenly encounters. In fact, he told me that here in 2020, we are in the golden age of heavenly encounters. We are in the golden age of heavenly encounters, though the world is quite dark. I think everybody recognizes that with everything that's going on in the world today, from COVID-19 chaos and commotion to the domestic terrorism that's taking place in the United States, and earthquakes and rumors of wars and pestilences and just troubling times. We are in a very dark age right now. But I'm here to tell you, in the midst of the dark age, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are quite active. They are desiring for you and I, his children, to experience the glories, the joy, and the wonders of his heavenly realm. You know, God spoke to me very clearly here in Southern California. God told me that we, the church, are in the golden, quote, golden age of heavenly encounters. Those were his exact words. Golden age of heavenly encounters. We are in the golden age of heavenly encounters. In other words, we are in a supernatural era in church history where God desires to transport his children to his eternal home. Because the world is increasingly dark and demonic, God is visiting upon earth in some very unusual manners, which includes taking souls to the third heaven and to experience heavenly wonders, but more importantly, his love. And in recent years, we have been on the forefront of introducing souls to a deeper intimacy with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit by gently guiding souls to the third heaven. And I've seen souls being caught up into the heavenly realms, into the third heaven, passing through the first, going through the second, and entering into the third heaven on six continents and multiple nations. And my friends, I'm here to tell you, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. We are truly in the golden age of heavenly commerce. You just watch and see. People are experiencing this incredible phenomenon, which is the pinnacle of the Christian faith and experience. Souls are reporting the most thrilling of supernatural wonders. It's unprecedented. It's unparalleled. I don't use those words lightly. As I look back throughout church history, and I'm a student of church history, you just don't see too much of this being reported. This whole idea of souls being caught up. I'm not speaking about dreams. I'm not speaking about earthly-based realities. I'm speaking about being caught up into the third heaven, leaving the first heaven, the present atmosphere and time and space, passing through the second heaven and entering into the third heaven and encountering the Holy Trinity. Yes, perhaps you see a case here and there, but there's been no consistency people entering into the third heaven. I'm here to tell you that has now changed. As I've shared in these podcasts and as I've shared in my email updates, God is doing a new work. And it's exciting to be in partnership with him. And I'll be doing a series of podcasts with the hopes of introducing you to this third heaven. I'm wanting you to experience the third heaven. God is wanting to take his children into his heavenly home so he can have communion with you, have a connection with you, to have deeper intimacy with you in the third heaven. So yes, there are three heavens, the third heaven. There is a third heaven. There's a second heaven and a first heaven. But God is wanting you to leave this earthly realm, and he's wanting you to definitely pass through that second heaven realm, and he wants you to go into his heavenly home, his glorious, magnificent, beautiful home, the third heaven. I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.